In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every sermon is supposed to have three points. Well, this one has three Scotsmen. Some years ago, I was standing at a suburban railway station in Glasgow, one which is handy for the airport. Standing near me on the platform was a middle-aged couple, obviously just back from their holidays. The train pulled in, and as they struggled with their cases, the husband grumbled, "You know, we could have taken a taxi." To which his wife replied, "Oh no, my Calvinist upbringing would never permit me to take a taxi." Is this how we apply those words of Jesus recorded in Mark 8:34? "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Does this mean we have to make things hard for ourselves and generally assume that it is better to be miserable than to be happy? Do we think that's what we have to do to please God? Even if we don't think that way, there are certainly some Christians, and by no means all of them are Calvinists, think that way. And what's worse, it's often the image others have of us. So let's take a closer look at what Jesus is saying. Deny yourself. Say no to what? Take up your cross, an instrument of execution. What are we going to put to death on our cross? Another Scotsman, the late Father Gerard Hughes, recommended an exercise for Lent. Take a piece of paper and divide it into two columns, one headed, "Things which bring me to life," and then the other one, "Things which deaden me." During Lent, jot down things which happen and putting them in one column or the other, and then every so often reflect on the lists. What are the things that enliven us, quicken our pulse rate? Is it the enjoyment of God's creation, the signs of spring emerging from beneath the snow, as happened to me on Friday when I went to collect the post? And down in the Helvetiastrasse, all of a sudden, I noticed there was a patch of grass, and just all of a sudden, a whole host of crocuses and snowdrops had sprung up from under the snow. Or is it the cold, clear mornings that we get at this time of the year? Or is it the company of friends, times when we join together to sing praises to God and receive the gift of his holy sacrament? Or even the times when we have been given the opportunity to be good Samaritans to someone else, to help make somebody else's life better? And what about the things that are deadening us, dulling our senses? Are they the times when our ego has not been flattered and polished, when we didn't get the praise we thought we were due, when we didn't get our own way? If so, do we see a pattern emerging here? Is it the things with us at the center that are the ones that deaden us? And the things that turn us away from ourselves, open us out to God and other people, are they the ones that give us life? Even if it is the actions and the words of others that hurt us, then forgiveness and reconciliation are ways that lead to life. That may not be easy, and I don't pretend it is. But if we let the hurt turn in on ourselves, plotting revenge, sitting at home nursing our wrath to keep it warm, as my third Scotsman, Robbie Burns, the poet, said, then that will destroy something of ourselves. Instead, the way that leads to life is to deny ourselves thoughts of getting even, of returning evil with evil. If anyone want to become followers of mine, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. A single verse of scripture taken out of context can be a dangerous thing. And this verse has caused havoc in many Christians' lives, as well as being a great stumbling block for the spread of the gospel. Self-denial for its own sake is not good in itself. And the way to please God is not to go out of our way to give ourselves a hard time. What Jesus is calling us to renounce, to nail on our cross, are those things which deaden our lives, which distort the image of God in which we are made. And so in Lent, let us look carefully for the things which bring us to life, which help us to appreciate, value, cherish God's creation, all the gifts that he has given us, all that he has done for us. Amen.